Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome, Max. So the Colin Kaepernick story continues. The very latest is that, as you know, Kaepernick has not been picked up by any NFL team. All 32 teams seemingly fine without him, even though lots of people who know their stuff reckon he's more than good enough to be on the roster somewhere. So the latest in this situation is that Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL, accusing all 32 teams of colluding to keep him out of the league. And what will happen here is his grievance will be heard under the terms of the labour agreement between the union and the league. Have a listen here to Kaepernick's lawyer. This is Mark Garagos, and he was speaking on the Anderson Cooper show on CNN about this collusion case.
The collusion, all you've got to show, I mean, I know I've read a lot of this about what an uphill battle it is and things of that nature. Every day in America, there are prosecutors who prove conspiracies, which are akin to collusion, and they do it at a standard beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal courtroom, whether federal or state. And they do it without any kind of smoking gun. I am going to predict right now that we will have a smoking gun. I am not going to alert who it will be or what it will be. But we have a high degree of confidence that this will be able to be proved and that there are people who are not going to get into a arbitration proceeding and they're not going to lie. They're not going to lie. They're going to tell the truth and they're going to say what happens is that they were told, no, it's not. You're not going to hire him. In fact, I would call on the players to say, stop using us as window dressing for this and having these meetings where they don't do anything. I think the players should demand that Colin gets a fair shake on the field. Don't talk to me about this, that, or the other thing, which, like I say, looks like nothing more than a dog and pony show. You know, have somebody stand up and do the right thing. I could give you five different examples of teams that should have been able to or should have signed him, because clearly Colin is, if not one of the 20 top guys walking the earth who could play quarterback, he certainly is in the top 30.
So there you go, Mark Garagos on Anderson Cooper on CNN. And then just one more clip before we hear from Robert Klemko from Sports Illustrated. Here's Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. He was talking about the Kaepernick situation at a press conference yesterday. If you haven't been following the NFL, it's already been a season where a number of high-profile starting quarterbacks have been struck down by injury, not least Aaron Rodgers last weekend. So this was Sherman's take on the Kaepernick situation.
No, I'm not that surprised. This league is odd in that way. I think they had a point to make and they made it. What is odd is that the kind of frustration you hear in people saying that they don't want him as their quarterback. You know, it's okay to say, hey, no, he's not for us. He's not our guy. But some people are vehemently, you know, saying no. It's like, well, you could just say no. You know, he's not a bad player. It's not like we're talking about, you know, a guy who's never won football games, never took his team to a Super Bowl. You know, there's quarterbacks out there that's never taken their team to the playoffs, never had a winning record, that have jobs, that are starting in this league. And, you know, you hear every excuse in the world. It's not this system. This system doesn't work for him. These quarterbacks are terrible in any system. There's quarterbacks that are bad in every system. And so what? Then you hear, you know, these coaches and scouts are like, well, you know, we didn't like him coming out of college. What, people didn't like Tom Brady coming out of college. He went sixth round. Like, these people aren't know-it-alls, you know what I mean? They don't know everything. These scouts don't know everything. Aaron Rodgers fell to 24. How many people would turn around and regret that decision? People should be losing their jobs because they're idiots. But you've heard every excuse in the book for why he doesn't have a job, but you see what it is. You know, they've agreed not to get him a job, and it is what it is.
Robert Klemko is football writer with Sports Illustrated. Evening, Robert.
Evening, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So before we heard from Richard Sherman, who was quite brilliant there, really, in many ways, Mark Garagos, his Kaepernick's lawyer, is very confident in this legal case. Generally, collusion can be difficult to prove.
Yeah, there's a number of barriers to him having a positive outcome, but there's also a couple things that are in his favor. The one thing that's in his favor is that the arbitrator who hears this case has to be agreed upon by both the NFL and the NFL Players Association, as opposed to discipline cases where the appeals are heard by an NFL appointed third party. Outside of that, I mean, the odds are stacked against him. For one, he has to prove that the collusion occurred in the last 90 days, according to their collective bargaining agreement. He also has to prove, whether it's a written form of communication or otherwise, that more than one owner or an owner and the NFL league office communicated to the extent of saying that, hey, don't sign this guy, basically. If it's just two owners talking over email and saying we can't or criticizing his politics, that's not enough evidence for collusion. And also, the NFLPA appointed arbitrator cannot rule that owners are probably colluding against him. There has to be a clear preponderance of the evidence, according to the collective bargaining agreement. So that's kind of a higher burden of proof than most.
Okay. So meanwhile, NFL quarterbacks are falling like flies at the moment. How likely is Kaepernick to be picked up?
I think it's very unlikely at this point. I think he stands a better chance of getting a job early next season. I think the idea that he would come in and rescue a team like Green Bay season after losing Aaron Rodgers is a little bit far-fetched. But at the same time, I think the stats and his play on the field bear that he's obviously one of the top 64 quarterbacks in the NFL and would be on a roster if not for the protest.
How are the protests progressing then generally over the last number of weeks since that fairly historic weekend a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of pressure on players to abandon it, especially those players who are not entirely safe in their jobs. NFL players like to say that their sport has a 100% injury rate in that players never leave the game healthy. You always leave because you can't do it any longer. And I think many players on rosters, 90-95% of players on rosters don't have job security when they're injured. And when you tear an ACL as a fringe player, there's not many teams that are going to wait on you to come back. And you add to that a protest where you're at political odds with the ownership, the general manager, in many cases the head coaches, and then you're kind of setting yourself up to not have the benefit of the doubt in an injury scenario. So I think that's a barrier for a lot of players who agree with the players who do continue to protest.
Okay. The NFL met with the NFLPA in New York yesterday. They met for about 3 hours. So there were 11 owners, 13 players part of the discussions at the NFL headquarters. Is all this with a view to changing a rule on requiring the players to stand for the national anthem before games? Did they go in there with a clear agenda?
You know, I don't think that was a realistic goal for the NFL, and I don't think that they approached these meetings with that in mind. The cat's sort of out of the bag already. If they had proposed a rule like this, 2 years ago before the protest started, then, yeah, I think it would have been realistic. But now they have to work with these players on addressing some of the concerns that they have, particularly in their communities. I think NFL charity efforts for the last, however long, have been focused on football for the most part, funding, say, inner city football programs. And I think that players would like to see charity efforts diverted to addressing the symptoms and causes and roots of poverty and racial inequality in the United States. And I think that that's one bargaining chip that the NFL has. At the same time, you have, a dozen or more players in New York right now talking with the league, and you have over 2,000 players at home or, at their facilities watching, and not all of them are going to agree on whatever solution the league comes up with with the players. And I think that the backlash to whatever solution they come up with will be exacerbated by the fact that all of these players have Twitter at their fingertips and can say whatever they want about whatever is agreed upon as soon as it's announced and undermine what the NFL would otherwise consider as a success.
Yeah. It helps, I suppose, that Donald Trump has seamlessly found himself caught up in his latest scandals, so things are less heightened on that front. Roger Goodell, the commissioner, was just speaking in the last hour or two. Here's what he had to say about the protests and where things are going to go.
Well, I think the fact is that we have about a half a dozen players that are protesting. We hope and we're going to continue to work to try to put that at zero. That's what we'd like to do. But we want to make sure that we're understanding what the players are talking about, and that's complex. And we've taken the time, I personally have taken the time, to go on those ride-alongs and to go and figure out what are the things in our communities that our players are expressing. And our clubs have a much better understanding of that from the meetings over the last several weeks, to hear directly from those players and do the tough work to try to understand what is it we need to accomplish together. And that's what I think is really the opportunity and what's really happening.
Yeah, it's very difficult, really, because the NFL can't solve the societal issues that are at the heart of these protests. They can divert more money to charities and do that kind of thing. But the Kaepernick's protest was not about NFL involvement or lack of involvement. It was a wider issue. And unfortunately for Goodell and everybody concerned, the NFL pitches, and during the anthems, that was the platform available to all of these NFL players. And there's not very much they can do in so much as I can see.
Yeah, and it's interesting, just as an aside, that Goodell, is trying to be genuine and foster conversation, but still, spreading falsehoods about the protests. He said six players were protesting. There's more than that protesting on just the San Francisco 49ers. That was a little bit bizarre to hear.
What are the numbers, Robert, would you say, the latest numbers?
I don't know exactly how many, but sure. I believe there are players on about a dozen teams who are protesting. And if I had to guess how many per week, over the last few weeks, it's probably been about 35, 40 guys.
Okay.
But anyway, I think you're absolutely right. And I think that there are players who will say, yes, we're glad that the NFL is doing more to address our concerns. But that doesn't mean that we feel that the problem of racial inequality and police brutality in the United States is solved or on its way to being solved. And we still want to talk about this. This is an issue that we're still passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk again because we're out of time, but this notion that the NFL is going to quell the protests, I mean, if it can do that, it will be capable of solving most problems. Robert Klemko, thanks very much.
Always. Thank you.
Robert Klemko there, football writer with Sports Illustrated. We have a very nice football show for you on the way. The updates will continue from the Champions League, and the brilliant Paddy Barkley will join us and talk to us about Matt Busby.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.